For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The most contentious battle over a Supreme Court nominee in memory is almost over. Judge Brett Kavanaugh appears poised to be confirmed today, this after the Senate advanced the confirmation with a procedural vote and several undecided senators announced they would vote in favor of Kavanaugh, including Maine Senator Susan Collins. The suspense in the Senate ended when Collins punctuated a 43-minute speech with these words.
I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Shortly afterward, lone Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he too will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
In a trial that has gripped Chicago for days, white police officer Jason Van Dyke convicted for murder and aggravated battery in the shooting death of a black teenager, Laquan McDonald, in 2014. McDonald went down under a hail of 16 bullets as he was walking away from police. He was carrying a knife. McDonald's uncle, Reverend Martin Hunter.
America was on trial, and people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Chinese officials are furious after Vice President Mike Pence sent them a scathing message in a speech on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
On Friday, China hit back, branding Pence's accusations ridiculous, and a foreign ministry spokesman said they object to Pence's groundless allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The National Retail Federation is predicting a lot of Christmas shoppers this holiday season. With more on this story, here's Don Clemens.
The National Retail Federation expects sales this Christmas to increase by as much as 4.8% over 2017 figures. If correct, that would mean sales of $720.89 billion. Matthew Shea, the president and the CEO of the Federation, tells us, thanks to a healthy economy with strong consumer confidence, we believe that this Christmas season will continue to reflect the growth we've seen over the past year. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.